This year's Nobel Prize in Chemistry was awarded today to three researchers for their work on cryo-electron microscopy, a groundbreaking method for imaging complex molecules. Jacques Dubochet, Joachim Frank, and Richard Henderson pioneered new ways to study tiny biological structures in fine detail, from the Zika virus to proteins that could be used in new drugs. For more, we're joined by Eva Nogales. She is professor of biochemistry, biophysics, and structural biology at the University of California, Berkeley. Professor, welcome.
Thank you.
And I have to say, with the physics prize yesterday, a lot of people predicted that those three scientists would get that prize. What about in the case of chemistry? Was this a surprise to you?
No, it wasn't a surprise. I think all of us in the cryo-EM field and in general in the structural biology field knew that this was coming. The technique is really taking off to a point that is so very generally applicable. It really was obvious that the recognition had to come. Whether it was exactly these three or a slight variation, that was still in the air, but it is not a surprise. And these three are really well deserving of the prize and very, very timely indeed.
Okay, well, here's your biggest challenge of the day. Try to help us and our listeners understand what cryo-electron microscopy is.
Very good. So this is a structural biology technique. Structural biology means that we are interested in determining the structure, the shape, and the motions of biological macromolecules. These are proteins, DNA, RNA that basically make our cells and ultimately our entire bodies. The trick is that these biomolecules are very small, so we cannot visualize them with light. We need something smaller, if you want. So cryo-electron microscopy is a technique that uses electrons to visualize biomolecules. And the electrons are very highly energized, so they can be very damaging to biological molecules. So the cryo part comes from the fact that these molecules, which we purify out of the cell and we have in a test tube, have to be frozen so that they can be more resilient to the electrons. The problem is that in the process of freezing, they can be damaged. So what Jacques Dubochet did was to develop a method to vitrify the sample. That means that the sample is frozen so fast at 100,000 degrees per second, that the water molecules don't even have the time to reorganize into a crystal. And the molecules are very well preserved. They're introduced into the vacuum of the microscope, and then images are taken. And then computational methods that were developed by Joachim Frank are able to identify the objects that are in the same view, combine them, average them, put together many different views to get the three-dimensional structure.
So what applications might this lead to?
Yes, yeah, so the applications is to visualize important biological molecules that play essential roles in the life of the cell and the organism, and understand how they work, how can they go wrong during disease, and maybe how to modify their activity through the design of small molecules that can be used as therapeutic. So this can be used both for fundamental understanding of how biology works, but also how we can modify those biomolecules if they have gone wrong or they're the cause of disease ultimately.
Now, these three professors that won the Nobel Prize in chemistry are all in different places. Do you think that they knew all along that their work would together get to the point where it was awarded a Nobel Prize?
You know, I think they must have had it in their mind. We definitely, the whole field thought this was the case. So I told you already that Dubochet developed the methodology to be able to freeze the sample so that you could then introduce it in the microscope. Joachim Frank developed methodology for the computational analysis. And Richard Henderson was really a pioneer. He was the first one to be able to obtain atomic structure. This was in 1990 for bacterial rhodopsin, a bacterial protein. And he had a vision of how this could become a generally applicable technique and had set up the theoretical principles behind it and also pushed some of the technical bottlenecks forward. And they knew that together, that combination, made it possible for many scientists to study many, many different biological systems. And the important fact is that it makes this type of analysis very generally applicable. And right now we're seeing a burst on this application. So that's why I was saying it was expected in the field and he must have known that it was coming.
That's Ava Nogales, a professor of biochemistry, biophysics, and structural biology at the University of California, Berkeley, talking with us about the winners in today's Nobel Prize in Chemistry. Professor, thank you.
You're welcome.